sind auf dem Tisch, weil was der Schmack ist, soll das die Kasche gegen den Schmack ist. Der Schmack ist auch dabei von uns, aber von den Kommunisierten muss ich das gehen, so drin ist die Tür. Aber, na. Now we have to do more. Bullhove. Da kommt seinen da. Keishinauche Tister Visit. Suppose the woman is Lilisiko. And then she had 3 years. So she came over there. And then she started to count. She started to count Zainichin. In the middle of the head, Zainichin. She had a discharge of dam in pain. She was expecting to give birth to me. So, is it necessary she has to start counting Zainichin again? She started to count the Zainichin, but she said, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday, she had a real dam in pain. Is it necessary? Some days she has to start counting 17 days in a week. Start on Wednesday, till the following Tuesday, or not. Now she is the busy. Do what I'm the Tammy saying, say. Why I'm the Tammy? The Russian mother is Kimei Nido. Bimei Nido would be better, but whatever it is, it means the same thing the city has been written. Bimei Nido. Because the Tammy, she is in the long term. When is it in Tammy? But it happened she had a discharge in the city. So as long as sometimes it can be become a Sodomite sense, or a bird of a Hazelian sense, after all she had a discharge in the zero, the Haila Gero. Let's see the Rashi. Kishi Maush Tista the Zero, Koma Shifa. Το βραγγέλο με τη ζύγω μου βάζει στο σώμα σου. Βάει ο άγγελο μου, πλάσι μου είναι η ζύγω. Τι κάσε, βάει κέρι σε μικρή, τι κάνελο, τι σε ζέα. Σε ράσε, σε ράσε. How can what they say? That possibly, and that's the mascona di noa, that the COVID rabono fra brasea, so only το βραγγέλο μου σε ζύγω. And I'm saying she is not saying she is not saying she is. So, how can you say such a thing? But we know that if somebody is Izzah and then he has carry, so it says that. But carry does not affect a tumult of counting Zainichin of Zive, and still it is say to Zainichin. Why are you carry Shangir? They can't only say say. That's Rashi's Rashi. Rashi's Rashi is, how many days is Kiyari Seisar Mizar? Only one day, that's it, you're supposed to. So, Hayilap Stire, Bichad Yeno Udi Seisar, Bichiko Goy Rope, Uiste Ha. In other words, the Shaila by Rope is not, the Shaila by Rope is not whether it can be Seisar one day. One day, even a Rie that does not cause Zive, like her, is also Seisar one day. But Shaila Rabi is well of it. And in Achanai, Damkei, she will also be Seisar one day. So if, let's say, a woman who became Zovei Deo, so she started to count Zainichin Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday she had a discharge of temptation. So what was sure that the Wednesday day is not counted. One day it is certainly says. The question is the same say the 3 days that she counted before, the Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. So that's coming here on the one from Lazar. It is not sincere. Some melee. She already has 3 days in Kiev. The Wednesday is not counted. So then she'll have to count 4 more days. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. And then she'll be with Tavis Sunday night. But in the Shire Wars, maybe it's inside the Minyan, so she'll have to start counting from Thursday, and she'll only be with Tavis, she'll go to Tavis only the next Wednesday night, the following night, isn't she? So Rashi Shittim is that even something here that is not the Ruzive, so it cannot be sincere the whole Zayin Kippur. But one day, that day, it is. The Rambam is here. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, no. Since there is a locha that Dovo Hagirim Zive Seisya, Dovo Shein Girim Zive in the Seisya, so even one day it's going to be is not Seisya. But then he has the Kashi. How about carrying his up? So the Ramban says that carrying by Zav, the Gemara says in my palace, you look it up, and I'm not going to hold it. For those in our palace. The 14th round on the top. Because when Zab counts Zayin Kippur and then he has carry, a discharge of carry, so the mitzvah is that together with the carry they are mixed Dvar Plevel of Zivitu. That's the mitzvah. After all, he wants Zab, he is Zab. So he had an involuntary discharge for some time. And then he subsided, all right. But since he has carry, so the tears, it's moving with droplets of zeal. That because he has that condition. So why has the kashi and the for Zion? If it's moving with droplets of zeal, so is it a mammoth? A woman can resist as a zab, mazide si seras a fish. I mazide si seras ozayn a shazanam si pasayn, ka un tema, li tomu, ili kodoro ma shonim, si seras a yaho. Oda ola, si seras a kozaki, wat kan di kashi yesi. Zide gmuga du li ava bito shepa zera, si seras kochimo. Si suchen zide di ava bito shepa zera, li si seras a ina. Ina. So it's a special Zosakos up there. It's a special Zosakos. So first of all, no kasha from carry that he says Zalinacha. Because actually they are by Zab. So carry, if carry he says Zalinacha. Why? Because it's not exclusively carry. There is a little bit of the droplet of Zibitu. So then the kasha is what he sees at all time. So it's a special Zosakos. And if you're having a special Zosakos, then I would say it's a special Zion. So it's Gehlem's to Mazai. Because there it's Mure with Tzuchazide. So it's Gehlem. It's Gehlem to Mazai. And because of the special Zosakos, it's not Zosakos. Since the major portion of it is carried, not Z. But what can we build the Teban Damkeishi? That is not Galen in any way, no portion of the Damkeishi is Galen Zile Tunasposa. That's what the Ramban says. So the Ramban says is Rita. Really, according to Rashi, so Rabbi only says Damkeishi is not Zisachol Zayin. But one day it is sincere, the Damkeishi is not Caesar at all. And even that very day on which every discharge of Damkeishi is included in the meaning here, big machlokes between Rashi and Ramban. Agavuch, I just want to mention, I mentioned it before the summer vacation, so I mentioned it in regard to the halacha that he's over there in the midst of Zion King, his blessed Shechmazar, so then it sees him Zion King one day. Why? Because by the Gemara says so, that he's over, if she's blessed Shechmazar, it is also says so one day. We learn it out from Zah, just as in Zah. So he has a discharge of Kelly or the Sheikh Bazera. So it is Seisa one day, so it's okay. If she has these two letters, the Sheikh Bazera of her husband, so it's also Seisa one day. We learn it now. So the right of Chiti is that that's only the Gabitayas, not the Gabibaya. And then, but most Shemim say it applies to Bible as well. Then Rabbi Tamshit is, I mentioned it before the summer vacation, that it applies to Bible, but only a Zobe whose husband is Isaac. Why? Because of this Gemara. At the time I didn't want, you know, to spend the time and go over the Gemara. Because of this Gemara. This Gemara says that the reason is why Sheikh Lezera is so one day by Isaac, because the Mitzvah is that it's mixed with Tzichtzuchei Zile. So Mele, even though we learn it out from Zah to Zoveh, so the same time as Ishaik, only the Zoveh's husband happens to be Zah. So Mele, when she's the letters, so Mele, the Shechazera of the Zah has mixed with it the vaplet of Zile of the husband. So when she's the letters, so she's the letters, not only the Shechmezera of the husband, but it's the Tzuchizina of the husband as well. So that's why he says it on there. In other words, according to the Raidet, and according to Rav Natan, so the whole Chumrah of counting 5 days, 5 unclean days, over and above, the 7 clean days has no basis. Which would all to be possible, I think. But even that doesn't mean that Ramban he agrees with Shita Ramatan. The Ramban doesn't have to agree with Shita Ramatan. He can agree with the Shita of the other Rishonim that this Aloha that he's over, which is the letter Shechazer, so it says that one day applies even to a case when. The Isha could see a Zobo. No, no, no. The name is Zeva. He could see a Zobo, Dom Ye Zeva. Machmasatim Lachmas Vlad. Atoine Vlad. Oine Lene, Kishino Isha could see a Zobo. Harine Somo. Han Mikhaim Zeva Zobo Machmasatim Lachmas Vlad. Why don't we make it a similar Yalfuse in the Posse Gabe Yemenide? Amarish Lokish,
on the core teaching, as what he says, we don't learn it out from Domo Mahusatzmo, but from teaching. That's in Tazria. Ushleishin yeh mushleishis yomim. Teishin bid meito. Teishin bid meito. So the question is, why does the Torah have to say teishin? Why does the Torah have to say teishin? Teishin. Shishin yeh mushleishis yomim meito. Why teishin? So, yesh lecho yeshiva acheres. How do you know that it's mimayit, keishin meizi? That I'm not mimayit. It's marbe, another damtar. Keishin meiziva, maybe it's marbe, else another damtea. Keishin meido, beizu keishin, beimezu keishin meido, elma avurishmoel. Oma kroot, neyoshwaim kinidoso. Kinidoso vlekidiboso. Michlau de Zivoso Toyer, Vezo, Zukation Mesiva, Vashi de Sivut Neo, Schwein Knitoso, Sodomolomoli. So, Masconigmois, we don't learn it out from Domo Mahasasma. But Schwein Knitoso, the Lake Zivoso, so the Domo is superfluous. We love Domo Havamini Knitoso, the Lake Zivoso, Vafu Bishufe, Command. So in other words, from Shvayim Kinidoso Leiki Zivoso, we learn out that Nimeizive Damkeishi is Toyer. But then I would say, even if the Damkeishi is followed by Shefi, by Sles Damkei, or whatever, you know, or Kilil Shabbos V'Einei Shefi, if it's followed, so it's still Toyer. So that's, sorry, sir. So, Kamashvon Domo, only when it's not followed by Shefi. But if it's followed by Shefi, so then it is Tomei. Alright, Rashi. Rashi. Yosef Zeyv Zeyv Mashma Zeyv Mikol Mokafu Beinez Sheishtar Achov Dam Teyar Beinez Bishol Ashkoni Toyer Zeyv Adam Ye Zeyv Ono Dom Ishtere Uvenido Mishtoye Di Pasha Roshenu Nemo Venido Ushnio Bizoro Kidachsi Bishnio Bleis Nidoso ולוי מחמז ועד העמרן הליל ב... העולם העמרן הליל במינידו נידו תשע ועל מיתור ועל מיכתב ושישים לי ושיש יום עם מיתור שהיא כזו של מרתרים ואיזו כלי מייך משכח עזיב התאיר זו כשם מזיבו דיסום יחד יחסיד לא במחמז עשו מחמז ועד ואפילו בשפי אפילו יפיק שפי בקשר לידו נעים את תאיר הולבידם בקשי בו Shile Barabine, now the Gemara mentions, it's a strange story, stay, Shile Barabine, Ovad Uvde Kavosi Yerav. So Shile Barabine acted out Rav Shite, that Niyoyim, Kinoch Nafshi Yerav, when Rav was on the verge of Istalkes, of dying, Omel el Ravase, so he said to Ravase, Zil Tzane, in other words, Rav was Chazer. Just shortly before his Ptire, Rav was Chazer from his memory. He originally said, Nidoliemo, now you have to remember, Machlekes Rashi in the Rach, according to Rashi in most Rishonim, so neither when Rav said originally Nidal Yemo, he had reference to Yemei Zive. So what was Rav, according to Rashi's Pshat, originally Machmia? Yemei Zive. Yemei Zive, so according to everybody else, she's the only Gamre. She's Muteres, even Beise Ayen Libay. He said, and Rav was Machmia, that a sukol ishamish is ayin, only to veles liharev. So Rav originally was a big Machmia, but shortly before his birthday, he was chaser from his family. So he said, Omer Ravase zil tzane, fine. In other words, has the reason for In other words, don't publicize my original shite, because I retracted, I was chayza from it. That's not difficult. Or hatzdei isdavar, and merely sheyarza bei ditoya ligamre. Why? Because he was chayza. So he wanted, because there is a halacha that Yerushalmi says, and the Shem mentioned it, that kishem she'oseh le'eser samuter, kach, kishem she'oseh le'hatir esoseh, kach oseh le'eser samuter. One shouldn't think to ask us to be matir something that is oseh, that's a terrible thing, but to ask us something that is muta, on the contrary, that's an exifumkeit. No? So there is aloche kishem she oser lahatir eso oser kach oser leeser es amuta. So since Rav shortly with the saptira he was chayzea from his chumre, so he told Rav Ase to tell all the Talmidim that Rav was chayzer. The Torah legam. Viloi tzayes, tell Shire Barabine that I was chayzer. And if he doesn't pay attention, garye. So who sova gadye? So Rav Ase thought that Rav said to him, if Rav Shire does not pay attention to you, so then Gadye means hachrisu bishamte, chop him down, that means excommunicate him, biminade. But actually Rav didn't say that. Rav said Gadye means become involved with him, drag him, pull him, you know, start talking to him, and can prevail upon him that he should also be chayzer. Shouldn't think that he has to pass in that way, because Rav himself was chayzer. But he made a mistake. He thought Rav said, if he doesn't pay attention to you, then Gadye, chop him down, excommunicate him. So, Omale, Bosar dinoch nafshi de Rav. Rav Ase said to Shile Barabine, Omale Hadaboch, the Hodabi Rav, you be Chayzer, because Rav was Chayzer. Omale, Imise the Hodabi, Lididi Abe Omale. But how come he only told you that he is Chayzer? I was very close to Rav, as close as you. Why didn't he tell me? Why did he have to leave it with you to tell me? He would have told me directly. I was very close to him. He didn't believe it. Amale, so Gadye. So is Minadi. Amale, will he stop him now with Likose? So Shile Barobin said to Ravase. The story is a little strange. I mean that he was menadim. I mean, especially according to Rashi, that's one of the kashes of the Rashbo against Rashi's pshat. Bishleime, if we say like the Rach, so that means the Trav originally was a big makil. A makil and he said Raisa, and he's a chores. Now we have to say was Chayzer, so that's why he was so adamant, you know, menadim. But they call it Rashi Pshat. What's the... All right, Kishim Shosa Lehatir Sosa Kachosa Lesa Samuta, but any day, man. Marash, if he'll be Machmir, Yimezive Asura Biemo, should be Nadi. That's why the Rashbo deduces from this Gemore that the Rach Shite is the correct Shite, you see. Anyway, But it's very strange that he was nodding. So that's why I said it's a strange story. But we can learn a lesson how careful one should be, you know, in being militant. So he said, "Will you stop in Mahmoud Likoso? You're not afraid that you'll be nenesh for the fire because I will be suffering as a result of the needle you pronounce against me?" Amalei, Sarabasa said, "Ano yise ben Yehuda." It's strange, I mean, after all, do you yise ben Goralye, do yise ben Gamriel, do yise ben Mahal? I mean, that was in respect to one of the Tanoi. So he used the play on words. His name was Ase, was something else. But since there was one Tanoi, yise ben Yehuda, and he is the he was such a strong person that he could never rot. So, you have to be afraid of my need, not that I should be afraid of your grudge against me, of your grievance against me. Amalei, they are known, who do you think I am? Shire Baravine, Buchne di Parzale. Buchne di Parzale means, you know, you have a mortar and you have a pestle, you know, and you pound with the pestle on the mortar. So I am Buchne di Parzale, di Mitarasise, di Nchosh. In other words, I am such a sturdy pestle that when I pound upon a copper mortar, I'll break it. In other words, if I'll have a grievance against you, then I'll break you. Cholash Rabash. So Rabash was menace because he caused suffering to Shila Barabi. So, Ailu Bichnime, he had so much pain, they used warm water. So, but that didn't help. So, ayul bichmime afku. So, mikrire, ayul bichmire afku mikhmime. So, they used, in order to relieve the pain, so they tried to use warm water on him, cold water, and nothing helped. They used to alternate. Warm water, maybe that will relieve the pain. Cold water, maybe again warm water. Noch nafshe Rabas, and then he died. As an Einish, for pronouncing a needle against Shile Barabi. Ozl Shile, Omar Lidbise, Savisli Zavdese, Belezel Belemeli Rav, he told his wife, prepare Tachrichim for me, because his grievance, his anger at Rav Ase, he felt, brought about the death of Rav Ase. So he'll be nenesh for that too. Even though min hashamayim, Rav Ase was nenesh because he caused pain to Shile Barabin, but he felt that he too will be nenesh. I mean, we can learn in Musa Haskell, as strange as the story is, we can learn in Musa Haskell how cautious a person should be in refraining from hurting people. So, I will be it savvously zavdese, prepare tachrichim. The laser limely Rav, Ravase, who was just nifter, will tell to Rav against me, milaloi, savvously zavdese, so do I. She listened to him. She prepared tachrichim for him. So, and then noch nafshi di shila, and Shile Barabin also died. Chose di parche osem hai poye la hai poye. So they used to place hadassim on the arenas of niftorim in those days. Now it would be a chukis agoy. But in Zman Chazal they used to put Hadassim and the arenas of the Meisi. Amre, Shmamino of the Rabbonim Paisi. The fact that the Hadassim from one on was transferred to the other on so indicated that they made peace between them. Right now.
Tanya has said that I'm a little bit of a guy with a race, and I'm a chef is with a town where I see other big. Got the office with Shamp with the woman, the other one with Homiano, got the Shamp in the cost of Shamp with a horse, yes, he said, Mission Schmioche, Dorsch Schmioche, and we become a hill of ham, clear a hill of tainen.
So in other words, one time he felt hot, so they had to use cold water. And the other time he had the chills, so they had to use warm water. But nothing helped. Alright, we'll leave it here now. I wish you look over the Chiddushei HaRashba and also the Chiddushei HaRitva and this Gemara, but primarily the Chiddushei HaRashba. Now, you should be ready for tomorrow up to the Gemara of Kamo Hikishuyo, Rebbe Yaimea. Kamo Hikishuyo. Even if we don't come up to here, but I want you to see the Rashi and this Gemara and the Maram, you know. So whether we reach up to here or not, but for your own benefit, it's important that you should go over till the Gemara Kamo Hikishuyo. Okay. Now, I mentioned yesterday that the Maram is indicted for washing of Rashi. And that on the Zion of the base, I don't know whether he went over, that you know, that Rashi's pshat in Hananiah ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua is that Hananiah has the same shit as Rabbi Yeshua. But the other pshat. What's the other pshat? The other pshat is mentioned by the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ritvo, the Ram, all of them. And the other pshat can call with the shit of Rabbi Zer and can call with the shit of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Rajbo, so he rejects that pshat, that Hananiah ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua has the same shit as Rabbi Yeshua. So then, why does the Gemara say La'afukim Hananiah, let the Gemara say La'afukim Rabbi Yeshua? It's not that easy. But, so, there are two variations of the Tagab Shat. In other words, one version is that Hananiah agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. He agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. And let's say these are these of the Tame. So we say exactly the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua. Let's say the woman in Yizide, close to giving birth. So she's so dumb because she doesn't become Yizove Tam. But on Sunday, she's so dumb because she doesn't become Yizove Tam. But suppose after Sunday, so let's say she saw down Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, because with pain, and then at 10 o'clock the pain subsided, 10 a.m. Sunday, and it continued till 10 a.m. Monday. So it's going to be Mafreya that it's not that much as well. So she's his other tongue, and the husband was with her, so he was in the Sakoras, my friend. So Hananiah agrees with her first. But these are these Zivis Ktano. He has not, he mentions not a point.
that Eve on the third day, so the Russians she had a real Sunday, Monday, and she had a real the first hour of Tuesday, let's say at 6:05, assuming that the Tuesday day begins at 6 p.m. in Equinox Day. So she had a real 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, 6:15, so it's already the Tuesday day. And she had pain from 6 p.m. Monday evening till 7 p.m. Then at 7 p.m. Monday evening, the pain subsided. And it continued till 7 p.m. Tuesday. So, vis-à-vis of Zivustano, Kamanie agrees with Rambazer. But here it's a question of Zivus Deo, because it was the third year. So, vis-à-vis Zivus Deo, Kamanie mentions another point that Rambazer does not mention. And that is that inasmuch as the Tuesday, the real Tuesday, has to finalize the Zivus Deo, so Mele, if one shot, or even less than one shot, if a mitzvah, if any portion of the day on which the third Riyah in succession took place, and that Riyah is important because that finalizes, consummates the Zivus Deo. So if the third day there was a mitzvah, one shot, or half a shot, whatever portion, in pain, because she, so she cannot become Zavidele. So not become Zavidele, even if she has shaky 24 hours, 48 hours, she has to have three additional rias in succession. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then she becomes Zavidele. So these are these of the Kamei, Hanani has the same shite as Kavaza. Vis-a-vis of Idele, there is another point. Now, that's one form. Then another version is the same thing. But that vis-a-vis of Ektane, Hanani agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. It has to be Shabbos Yehim. In other words, if she had a Riyah on Sunday, became she, and then just before, let's say half an hour, at 5:30 p.m. Sunday, the pain subsided, and it lasted until 6 p.m. Monday evening, 6:30, not that it is, it's too, till 6:30 p.m. Monday evening, so then it's going to be from Afreya that she was his Ovektane. But if she had a real Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and she had Monday at 6:30, she had a real, and it wasn't pain because the first hour from 6 to 7 p.m. Monday night she was in pain for the Bikishi. So then that's the third day that has to consummate the Zivus Deo. Since the third day that has to consummate the Zivus Deo was Mitzas Bikishi. So Mumele, she cannot become Zivus Deo unless she has three additional years. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it's the same shot, except what does Kalanye say in connection with Zavektane? Does he say in connection with Zavektane like Chavrezea, or does he say in connection with Zavektane like Chavrezea? So the Rajbo and the Mitmo, they have both versions. Okay. Now, the Maram, the Chomzayim Beis, is indicted from the Rashi there, that Rashi's Pshat and Kanani is completely like Shabbos. But it's not so much. It's not much. And the so, these are these of the family, these are the Rabbeza. But these are these of the daily, it makes another point. The thief meets us on the third day, on which the third year took place, which has to consummate and finalize the Zidus day of. So it meets us on the third day, it was the Keshi. So then, even if she has Shaiti for one day or even for 2 days, she doesn't come with the day, unless there are 3 additional years on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So what do we do with the Rashi? The Rashi Lachim Zayin? So there is a way, and it's not Muchach from the Rashi Lachim Zayin in the days, like the Pshat or the Marach. They're all familiar points out, right? But I don't want to discuss it now because we will reach the thing. Right. Anyway. Now let's go over the few things first. Can you shabby the inmate? Come right. Why do you shabby the inmate? We understand the life. 24 hours. So that was 24 hour period indicates that it wasn't really the pain. It was also the pain. It wasn't Mahmas Ra. So, is it 24-hour period, constant, all the time? But, I'm sure it says when Shabbos V'Eime, Shabbos V'Eime, why were the Shabbos V'Eime? So it says, come in with the Yeshua, you sub soul, why were the Eime? Apokisha sub soul, many slaves. So, Machmas Rabba. Machmas Rabba. It is Machmas Rabba. Neither way, neither way, that we buy the Rashi. Now tasteless, all the machines say that taste sheet is like Rashi. That Rav originally, when he said Yudha Yehme, he had reference only to the Mizik, and Rav was Machno. Even though with Raise, she's Teori Gambe, and she's the terrorist, the Bailo, even the Yehme, but with Rabbonon, the Yehme, she's made. So one could say, since it's only the Rabbon, maybe the Rabbon is only applies to Taras. Because there are many the Rabbons that apply only to Taras, not to Dabibai. So they say, no, this the Rabbon applies to Bailos, Nivet. Yeah, the Bailo, Mechashinon, Shemel Tishke, the Azlinon. Yeah, I'm going to say, something else. So he says that this being applies to Baro, and even vis-a-vis Baro, Rav is not Chish and Kanta. It's a really Taras, so he's not Chish. But in Gabi Baro, since the possibility is not excluded, in the same goes with the verse, since the possibility is not excluded that she might have comfort for 24 hours, for whole day, then it will be determined in Mafreya that she was in Zomektanim, the right say, and the Baal was even in Zakores. So maybe even Rav agrees that we have to be Chayshish with the Rabbon or Shemitish. In the right not because we go to the right Chazoke. Because she has a status quo of being paid, not of being comfortable. But midrabono yafdechishes, inasmuch as it involves a choshe of misakores. So he says no, Rav. So in so far, so Rav holds the rabono. That the Rabbonon of Yehimo that applies to everything, to Taras and to Bairo. But Chachim Shem Tishpe, we're not even vis-a-vis Bairo, we're not Chish. Anyway, for my Hashim shall teach you to say Roshi, Mikashi is the Shokis, Lyra Yen. The week that she had Barad Dine, Mire, the Mibaira Habe, the Lulutas, how do we know? Maybe God is made it, that he's a Bibaira, which sins it involves the Shosha and the Sakores. So Mire, that Hashim shall teach you. Even after that day, and she's a soul of Bible the whole next day. So he says, because we see Shira Barabine was in Boda, and there were no tires in Boda, So it's a raya that even vis-a-vis Bible, so you're not Chayshi Shamatish. Oishi Shokso, Mikoshi So, the Chosrovi Shokso. Now this is, you know, what is called a Marshot Aces, you know. Marshot is causes the cases. So, what does the Bryce say? The Ankashi is the Zivas Tayo. Ketza, Koshi Sodomer, Hoshi Shokso, Shnai. If, let's say, she had a less down pain, became she on Sunday, and then she had an additional less down on Monday encounter, and on Tuesday encounter, or she causes her smile if she had a less down on Sunday and Monday in pain, and the subsequent on Tuesday, she had a less down in comfort the whole Tuesday day. So he was in comfort. Oh, she saw so on Sunday she had her ears down in comfort. Because she saw on Monday she had her ears down in pain. Because of the soft soul on Tuesday she had it third day and she was completely in comfort. How is he? Let us be saying. Let us say three situations. But the common denominator in all the three situations is that after the Kishi, there was a period of 24 hours of the whole day of comfort. So that determines that the Kishi was falsely open. It wasn't genuinely open. Some mele, it's not Dhammach, not Brother, also it's Dome. How is it going to say? Aber sotso ime, that's the range. Then they say, Aber sotso ime echol. She had to be as down in comfort on Sunday. Because she's a schneider, she had on Monday, on Tuesday, two additional days down in pain. Or she sotso schneider, on Sunday and Monday, she had to be as down in comfort. And then Tuesday, when she has to become in the regular in the real today. So, because she saw in Echot, so Mitzagri of Sunday Monday, though, of the Shifi, so she could only become in the Tani, not Zayniki. So, in order to be required to come Zayniki, she has to have an additional day. And she had an additional day, but that was already in pain. So the Even according to Hanangi, because here the whole third day was in comfort. And the whole third day, was in pain. Because Koshis of the Sopsaka Khosomi, Koshis of Aviary, Koshis of the location, Sopaka Lady, Aviary Bizay, Shaky Sopaka Lady, Aviary Bizay, Aviary Bizay. Now, in spite of the Mirishite, but the Mirishite is difficult. I mean, you cannot establish a halacha on the basis of the Shitas Yochid that is difficult. At least it can be difficult, okay. But it's a difficult cheater, so it requires a shot. But the plain shot in the morning is, so why would the mother say, Troy shall go to Akeshi, some of the lady, aims your letters be saying, shake his some of the lady, and his letters be saying, emphasizing, and the price appears to emphasize the element of Keishi some of the lady. Keishi some of the lady. So aims your letters be saying, does that mean, suppose a woman had a real dam, became in pain on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then the whole Wednesday day was in comfort. Wednesday day was in comfort. And then Thursday, she started to have pain again. Thursday afternoon she had started to have pain again, and then she finally went to the hospital and she gave birth to a baby. So it's Keishi some of the lady. When you say that she doesn't, she's not here, let us be saying. No, we wouldn't say that. But it's Keishi some of the lady saying that you're letting say. The answer is, the Gibraltar mentions Keishi some of the lady, emphasize Keishi some of the lady in regard to the case where she did not have new BS as yet. But in the case where she had a year of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then Wednesday, whole day was shaky, so that determines all the three years indication that they were in false labor pain, not in genuine labor pain. So what if after Wednesday and Thursday she's again pain? Who cares? And the Rambam says so explicitly. So in other words, so then you may see the damkeishi story. Aber boas of dam, vimu yomi me yesea, you may see boso bizar the chavoli. Real panic. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she had 3 years in pain. And then Wednesday day before 6 p.m. Tuesday night, the pain subsided because of the choice. So from 6 p.m. Tuesday evening till 6 p.m. Wednesday evening, she was in comfort. Oh yes. After Pisha in Kosaka Dam, the after Pisha Kosaka Tsar, the Havoli, after all choice, but Thursday, so she was a whole day in pain. Let them be Thursday in pain, Friday in pain, who cares? So, Harim's is over. And then she finally gave birth to a baby, Friday. She's over, she has to count Zayiki. But, it's Keishi some of the lady. No, Keishi some of the lady, the more mentions in connection with the kelis of Koshisa, Visopsa, Vichosva, Vikoshisa, and then she gave birth. You see. So, Adrian was there, he came to but where? She had already 3 years. She already had 3 years. And then they were shaky for a whole day. So then the term is the Machmaya, but it's not Machma's blood for false labor pay. So she is over. So what if she gets free again? That's what the Rambam said. I mean, it's a good question. For some reason, the Rambam really, I don't understand. So he mentioned the Rambam Shite, and then he mentions a possible pshat in the Rambam, that when the Rambam says, ואף על פי שחוזר הצער, החבור עם החכותר לצ'וליס, הרי זו זובו, כי יש רפרנס לקייס, חוזר הצער, החבור עם החכותר לצ'וליס, and then they were shaking, and then she gave birth, and she, such a strange situation. What does the Rambam say there? It's a pellet. It's as far as a pshat. I don't know the pshat in the near. What is it about torture? The Rambam says. All right, anyway. All right. Oishitesis. Oishisotso, because it's so. Because of it's so. Kidinas. Now, Oishitesis discusses the ratio of the price. So the Reish of the Brisa mentions 3 situations, and the Sefer of the Brisa mentions 3 situations. So one situation is in the Reish, Kosiso Yelmecho Bisop Sashnai. Kosiso Shnai Bisop Sashnai. Which is Sopso, the Kosiso, the Kosso, the Sopso. The third case. So he says, Kidinas, it's a perfect. Don Reish Shmaimu. Because the term causes of snai be soft in echo, be coached in soft so the causes of the cause of the soft. If in the second case, where she had 2 years and 2 successive days in pain, so in view of the fact that the third year was in comfort the whole day. So Mele, he determines the Mafreya that even the 2 years that were in pain. So also are also not Machmas Lova. So as kind of the Hamor in the case, in the third case, of Sotso Sunday, Koshiso Monday, Chosbovi Sotso, Tuesday, so she had only 1 year in pain. And then she had, in the third day, a whole day of comfort. So, if it can determine Mafreya, 2 years in pain indication, that as being Shalom Machmadono, Al Haskamo, that it can determine 1 year in pain, that to be considered Shalom Machmavon. That's the discussion. The coach Mordechai. Now, then, a similar kashe applies to the same of the price, which discusses where the case, where the situations when she is not here at the so, where it's all remain misnet. So, again, 3 situations. Cautious or soft, so be cautious. So, she is not here at the King Vitone, Sotso Shnai, so 2 out of 3 years were in comfort. So in view of the fact that the third year, so was in pain. So she doesn't come to the day because the third year is Machmas Lova. So our has become the Hamo in the case where only when 1 year was in comfort, not 2, in the case of Kosher Sotso, because so, so certainly if the third Riyah was in pain, even though one Riyah was in comfort, she's not learning the Sinka. So what's the Teretz?
Kibinas, it's not necessary, but many times the Tanya will mention something that you could understand
by means of a Kalvachim of life. That's one thing. Iname, the difficulty is the Iname, also Vashminon, Ahel Gavle, Koshesho, Kol Yeima, Somuch Nureyye, Elo Mitzose. So in other words, so at first the Iname rises to the center of the price. The center of the price. So what's the center of the price? Soxel Mark, the Koshis of Schneid, Oishi Soxo Schneid. So on account of the third way, the third way, and the, is, was in pain, so she cannot become his other day, or has come with Hamo, whereas only one way, the second way was in comfort, but if the third way was in pain, so she cannot become his other day, the answer is the case of Kosiso, the Sopso, the Choso, the Kosiso tells us, after God will cause you so cold, you must somewhat relate it. Even if part of the day she was in comfort with her, but part of the day was in pain, some knowledge can come from there. So then I would say, true in the second case, so it's Mahmas Rodo. On account of the third year in pain, but there she was in pain all day. So maybe even though she had 2 years in comfort, but on account of the third year, the third day went completely in pain. So it's not machas wada, machin chain. In this case, only part of the day she was in pain. And the major portion of the day, she was in comfort. So maybe she is the other day. I could say that. So I don't know. All right, that's to understand. So far, so good. So what's the pashas of this? The same teretz we can ask. And the kashi against the reishi. Taste this kashi against the reishi. Was, why does Reish have to tell us Sotso, Koshi, Sotso, Sotso, Shigari, Zay, if in the second case of Sotso, of Koshi, in this first day, in the second day, and then, and Sotso, the third day, so it's considered Zay, so has come up with Sopso, because of Sopso, so certainly it should be, you know, as you say, the same terrace, but it's the same terrace. The third case in the Reishe has reference to the case of Sopso, she had a real comfort on some day, and a real pain on one day, and then the third year was on Tuesday, and on Tuesday, part of Tuesday, she was in pain, Carl, she doesn't come from. So then she's learning to say, how can we say such a thing? How can we say that she is learning to say such a thing? So there's the Marshal's cash. There's the Marshal's cash. So the Marshal says, so the Marshal says that it means case doesn't mean the Chayyavesha B'chai Gavne, that the third case in the Reisha has referenced the case where Soksov is Sunday, Koshis on Monday, and Chosrov is Soksov part of the Tuesday. In such a case, she wouldn't be the one who's there. But this means this, on account of the fact that the Reisha had to mention the third case in the same way, to tell us a chiddush, so the Reisha also does such a notion. So the Reisha doesn't mean that the third case in the Reisha has reference to the case where the Tuesday day was half in comfort and half in pain. In such a case, so it wouldn't determine Limachela as Domosh Alimach was law. But it means, Anika, since there is a good reason as to why the Baalis had to mention the third case in the Sefer Samela Adam Grove, it mentions the third case in the Reish. But the Reish has reference to the case where it is Sopso the third day, the whole day. That's what Masha says. So, Toch Meir says, in a good time, he says, it's not Masha, you know, it's a big hack in the Russian. This is a real Masha case, you know. It's not Masha in the Russian of taste in the cases in India. Kash is how Russian is the Hebrew. Also, that the third case in the Reiche has reference to the case where it's also Mitzasayim. It's also Mitzasayim, so there was no shaking for a whole day. So, Toh Hanea gives another option. The Chayyid Reiche, the Chayyid Avnan means like this. She had a Riyas Dam. She had a Riyas Dam. In comfort and Sunday. And then she had another Riyas Dam Monday morning at 9 a.m. She had a Riyas Dam. 9 a.m. She had a Riyas Dam in pain. And then at 10 a.m. Monday, the pain subsided. And it continued from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Tuesday, more than 24 hours of comfort. And then, late in the afternoon, let's say at 5:30 p.m., she finally gave birth to baby. So, what is the disease? So, what is the chiddush? La fukin Rabbi Yeshua. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, she wouldn't be a disease because since the comfort started in the middle of the day, so she must have comfort till early Shabbos Yehne. And here she finally gave birth to a baby, you know, in the late afternoon of Tuesday. But some millicometer of Yeshua, she wouldn't be a disease. That's because the comfort started in the middle of the day. There has to be a full day. So after the Rabbi Yeshua, yes.
She was conscious until later though.
Right.
Tuesday 3 p.m. she was...
That's right, and then she was conscious. In other words, the comfort lasted from 10 a.m. Monday morning till 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. More than 24 hours. And then at 3 p.m. she went to the hospital and she finally went to the room headed. And then she had prayed for the birth of the faith. But until 3 p.m., she was in comfort. According to Rabbi Yeshua, she wouldn't be ill, as you say. But this crisis is not like a miracle. This is how the Ohr HaMeir explains that it is.
You see, it's not very cold, but it's a little confusing, you know. It's like making an arithmetical computation is very difficult. But you have to concentrate, otherwise, you know. Ah. Being a Keishin Menido, why should I say Keishin Menido? Why should there be a Svore that exerts a Koso for Torah that flies dark in Menido, not in Zivot? Because the Shlok is all that I talk, and he's covered very weakly. So that's a good question. That's a good question. How do we know what? How do we know that there's a Koso applies only to Nizibo, maybe it applies to Nizibo. What reason is there to assume that the Kule of Torah, the Josakosu, is more reasonably applicable to the Nizibo than to Nizibo? That's a good kashi. So it's a good kashi against the Shlokim.